Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yay! You're back!
I am. And I'm in full effect, people.
We missed you.
Did you?
Yes, we did.
I know, it's weird. It's weird when one person's missing the studio.
It's not right. And then I have to sit over there and hit all the dang buttons.
Oh, you have no idea.
And listen, I went the first part of my career loving to do that. I loved it. And I had to come here, and I'm not going to lie, I was like, I'm not going to hit my own buttons. I was a little upset about that. Mm-hmm. And now that I haven't done it in I don't know how long, I don't want to do it.
I know.
I don't want to do it.
I know. Sitting over there is awesome. Not being in charge of it, of the watching everything.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about timing.
When we go on Facebook Live, everybody's like, everybody's talking but Maney. Yeah, because Maney's trying to make sure the commercials play.
and
the traffic runs so that you guys have an easy ride.
There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that like one person in the studio is responsible for.
Yeah, and I don't want to be in charge of it. I just want to be funny and talk to you. That's all I want to do.
Well, good. I'm glad that no one has lost their vision. Check, right? No one lost their vision. No one lost a digit while I was gone.
No.
Good.
All good. Fingers and toes, eyes, were all intact.
I got all 11 toes.
No one grew a tail.
Well, I have a nice tail.
And Roy is sick. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can't be blamed for it because I wasn't here.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's so good. You know what's so awesome is, so I was at Disney and I have to tell you why a mom shamed me.
Oh, why?
Oh, boy, was I so annoyed. She basically told me I was a bad parent.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This isn't the first time this has happened to you either.
Yeah, I'm seeing a trend. Maybe.
Maybe the common denominator is you, Maney.
No, well, and Amanda wasn't there. Amanda and her mom.
Boy.
So Amanda, myself, and Amanda's mom all went to Disney. And so the cool thing, though, is, Roy, is that it's... I was never there since like 94, so Animal Kingdom was new to me. So I got to do that, which was really cool.
Sure.
But I'd been to Epcot and I've been to Magic Kingdom, so we did all that. But Dean's favorite ride was the Haunted House. He loved the Haunted House. Yeah, he thought it was so cool.
Okay.
Now here's the move with the Haunted House at Disney. You walk in and the guy, there's a voice. He's like, "Welcome to the to my house. I'm bringing you in for a dinner," you know, and he's got this scary voice.
Sure.
And he's like, on the walls are pictures of the other people who I've had for dinner. You know, and he's got this whole voice. Mm-hmm. Now here's where it goes south.
Oh boy.
While he's in character, he then starts to go over the rules. And it takes and diminishes anything that is remotely scary about the haunted house. So he's like, "Don't look to the left. That's the woman whose head I ate. Now remember to move in." He goes, "Now remember to move into the room entirely so all the other guests can also come into the room. No flash photography. And don't push." And I'm like, couldn't somebody else have done the announcements? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it ruined it.
Yeah. See, but for everyone else, I guess that would be part of the experience. They think they're breaking character by doing it, but it ruined the whole experience for you.
I love that.
And then I'm like,
I abducted two children. Again, no flash photography.
Please silence your cell phones.
What happened up with that?
No one knows what happened to Aunt Mildred when she went upstairs to the conservatory. Make sure you move in entirely. Stay away from the doors as they close. Keep your hands together. And as Disney policy states, no flash photography. And then I was on the train. There's like a Wild West train that drives from like Frontierland back to the ticket booth. And even that guy was like, "Hey, everybody, thanks for coming on." This is a recording. Thanks for coming on the train. I'd get off at Space Mountain, but I'm a little scared. I think I'm just going to stay here on this 1820s train. Thanks so much for riding the train. Don't forget, keep your hands and feet in at all times. And then he starts talking about cars.
See, but they're committed. Like,
they're so committed
to their characters.
Someone who was born in the 1820s doesn't know anything about a car. He's like, "Coming up next is a ticket booth. You can get a bus. You can get a car." I'm like, "What do you know about buses and cars?" Stick to your time.
Yeah. My kids don't know that. They just hear a fun, goofy voice.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, we got a ton to get to.
Yes.
I see that you guys talked our bosses into giving away more money.
We sure did.
The $1,000 KISS cash code is back. Listen for the code word at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. Dude, that is multiple. That is five times to win $1,000.
Mm-hmm. That's $5,000 that we're giving away potentially a day.
That starts this Monday. And we're going to talk about wearing makeup to the gym.
Yeah, it's the new craze.
Gotta look good, man.
Mm. debatable.
You gotta look good when you do your reps. Not that anyone in here besides Roy goes, are you going to the gym? I saw you posted something.
Yeah, I do like classes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like go to the gym and lift weights.
And by the way, I have a bone to pick with you off of something that you either snapped or insted to.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He was looking at the rim, by the way.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Welcome to a Thursday show.
Hey! They have faces for radio.
I need clarification, Lauren.
On
something you posted on Insta story or on Snap.
Oh, boy.
Because I got it secondhand.
Wait, when did I post it?
I think we were in Disney.
Okay. Oh, I'm nervous.
What did you do?
I don't know.
Well, then what are you nervous about?
I don't know.
All right. She's done some stuff.
Did you post somewhere that you've been to 3 GNCs and you cannot find your powder? White people problems?
But yeah, well, I was.
Or was that Amanda telling me white people problems?
No, I didn't put white people problems.
Okay, that was Amanda telling me that. My wife.
No, but I went to 3 GNCs looking for the specific protein powder, and nobody had it.
I don't even know where I could find one GNC, let alone 3.
It's not like they're in near each other. You know what I mean?
Well, they weren't near each other because I started in like right by my house and I ended up in South Charlotte, like past Blakeney.
Yeah. Okay. So like I could tell you where there's 3 McDonald's easily. 3 Chick-fil-A's, no problem. You went to the GNC and they didn't have your powder. Well, and Amanda was laughing and she's like, ugh. Lauren, white people problems. And I thought maybe you'd posted that part. Okay.
No, I didn't. All right. But that's funny.
So who's going to the gym wearing makeup? Where did you guys see that this has become a thing?
It's all over the internet.
Yeah.
You take selfies of yourself mm-hmm. all made up?
Yeah.
It's almost like a fashion statement. Like you want to show off to everyone that you're athletic, yet you don't want to look ugly.
That's what filters are for, people.
And Lauren's not about that life.
No, I'm not about that life.
Doesn't your makeup run when you sweat?
First of all, it's not even good for your skin to wear makeup when you're sweating because your pores open up when they're hot and then they get all that dirt inside. That's gross. You're going to get pimples.
They do now start making sweat-proof makeup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's been a thing for a minute, but...
Is it good?
No.
It works for me whenever I use it. Go to the gym with my makeup.
There's one way to find out if it's good. Hold on. Is there a Jenner behind it?
No,
there's not.
Or a Kardashian? No. Okay.
You know, for me, I don't even like going to the gym, let alone getting made up to go to the gym. But I guess if you're single and you're trying to pick someone up, I can kind of get behind it. For me, I just want to get in and get out. I look homeless half the time I'm at the gym. I'm in like a pair of Dallas's like running shorts and a big t-shirt.
Do you take selfies at the gym?
No.
Are you one of those people?
No, but if I take a class, like if I go to a class with my friends want to take a picture, I'll join in. But I'm never the one to be like, hey, let's take a selfie.
Yeah, but Lauren's never the one to turn down a picture either.
Exactly.
That's true.
Whenever we have to take a picture with someone or something, Lauren's always first in line waiting for us to join.
Yeah. Yep.
And if I don't have makeup on, again, I'll just throw a filter on it and we'll make it look like we have makeup.
I know somebody is either coming or going to the gym now. If you want to weigh in on the makeup thing in the gym, you can do so. Also, I would think that if you wear makeup to the gym, you also leave yourself open to get hit on because you're looking good.
Yeah.
So if you go to the gym, you wear makeup, or you've been to the gym and you've gotten hit on in just a disgusting, when you were just like sweating and awful, give us a shout, 704-570-9595. We'll take your calls on that, especially you early gym people. This is for you.
Yeah, working out and whatnot. Don't know how you do it this early.
Go ahead. We'll take a quick break, then we'll come back.
Yeah, Twitter has a new feature out that is actually good because it's been causing a lot of problems, and it's about time they created this feature.
Really?
Yeah. You especially like people on the West Coast, people on the East Coast spoil TV shows for the people on the West Coast. Twitter has now a feature to stop that.
Ooh.
All right. We'll talk about that in 10 minutes.
Charlotte's Morning Show.
So Twitter can just ruin live TV for you. If you're big into sports, if you're big into other things, it can just ruin live TV for you. Because people...
Why are you saying ruin that way?
Ruin. How do you say it?
You're like, ruin. Like you're mad at
ruin.
It. You're
ruin.
Mad at it.
I am mad at it.
Hold on 1 second for me. Whitney, can you fill this for me, please? Thanks.
We've got our intern, Whitney. Whitney Wait.
Yeah.
We got to come up with a nickname for intern Whitney.
We do.
We have My Little Pony's an intern. This is awesome Christina.
Yeah. Christy. It's Christy.
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 Yeah, she has a horse form. And so we call her My Little Pony.
And really long hair.
Yeah.
Loren wants to comb it. And brush it like a My Little Pony.
Yeah, some mornings we get in at 5 and she's back there braiding and whatnot. But Twitter has a feature that you could put in specific words, phrases, accounts, and anyone tweeting using those words, phrases, or any mentions involving that accounts will be hidden from your
timeline.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I'm sorry. There's squelch when you do that. Can you put your Okay. We have a new mic processor. We're trying to work out the kinks of
this. It doesn't sound good to me like that. Roy's trying to tell me to put both my earphones on over here.
Right, because I'm hearing us through your headphones. Oh. Yeah, you can't do that.
All right, so
this isn't going to work.
You
I'm
too.
Leaving.
Squirrel over here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can, where do you do that? How do you do it? Yeah, do you have any idea?
Yeah, go to Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I've moved on.
Okay. That's a good. I like that idea though, because you're right. Like, the reason why I missed, like, you know, all these sporting events that I love, Roy, is because I go to bed at, you know, 10 p.m. and stuff is just ending and I can't stay up for it. Yeah. So then the next morning I would love to run downstairs and watch it on DVR. But out of habit, while I'm brushing my teeth, I go to Twitter and I see
all the
scores.
See, I'm the person too that wants to know before I watch it. Like, My husband DVRs games and it drives me crazy. And I'm like, can we just check the score on ESPN? And he's like, no, don't do that. If you do it, don't tell me. So I'll check the score and be like, oh my gosh. And he's like, don't say a word.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, so it's called the Twitter mute feature.
I like that. Yeah. Did you also notice that Facebook has done stories now? Like Instagram and Snap? The Facebook story is a thing?
No.
No,
You guys haven't noticed that?
Oh, at the top,
yeah,
on
at the
your
top.
App, mm-hmm. on your app, not on the actual website.
Right, on your app. If you go to Facebook, you can put a story up there now, and you can also respond to people's stories.
Oh, I saw that yesterday, and I didn't know what it was.
Oh, well, but this is so interesting to me, because Instagram is owned by Facebook. So it's like they're competing with each other now.
Or maybe they're just appeasing each other.
Appeasing?
Yeah, appeasing. Like, okay, you got it, I get it.
Mm-hmm. If you like it here, you'll use it there.
Right.
I think I always say appeasing.
No, it's appeasing.
Oh, crap. Oh, man.
Now, hold on a second. Maybe I'm wrong. Can we have an English teacher confirm that it's appeasing and not appeasing?
I usually say, I'll do it to appease you.
Yeah.
Please you? I don't know now. Now you guys have me confused.
I think I always say a please you.
We need a English teacher quickly to tell us, or another human being.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Who has any grasp of the English language to please call us and tell us what's what. I'm so glad that you guys didn't get smarter while I was gone.
No problem there.
Yeah.
All right, so Lamar Odom, he is opening up about what he regrets about his relationship with Khloe Kardashian, and he reveals something that is going to blow your mind. It's all coming up in The Dirty in 3 minutes.
Good morning.
So Amal Clooney says that she cannot have George Clooney, her husband, have a hand in naming their twins, because I guess he made this joke. Now, we all know that he owns this tequila company called Casa Amigos.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to name one of the children Casa and the other one Amigos. And she said, no.
Okay.
I'm not dealing with that. You're not naming our children. I will handle the naming process. So the kids will not be named after the family business. Mila Kunis.
What was the first name Dallas threw out there for baby Cash?
Nothing that was good,
yeah.
Honestly.
So you almost banned him.
Yeah. You know, the only thing, and Dallas was really good about it too, because he kind of let me, he threw a name out there towards the end and it started this whole thing. But the only name that he really wanted was for our son to have Duke as his middle name. And that's because his dad's name was Duke.
Not because of the school.
No.
Okay. You know he's going to have to go there though.
To Duke, Duke when he gets older. I don't know if I got that kind of jack. So Mila Kunis, she's in Vegas right now promoting a new movie that she has signed on for. And we all loved Bad Moms. Well, Bad Moms Christmas is going to come out in the Christmas of 2017.
Really?
Yes. And everyone will be back for the cast. Mila Kunis is back. So is Kristen Bell.
So it's coming out this year.
Yes. And it deals with, you know, how they deal with the holidays, because we all know the holidays are crazy, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Can't take it.
That's a funny group.
It is a funny group. That was a funny movie. So Lamar Odom, he is opening up. He was on Access Hollywood this week, and he said what he really regrets about his marriage to Khloe Kardashian and reveals this.
How about that?
If there's one thing that I regret, multiple affairs with different women. If you're trying to be in a functioning relationship and you're a functioning drug addict, if that person's not a functioning drug addict, it probably won't work. It's probably the reason why we couldn't have kids.
So he's saying that he had multiple affairs while he was with Khloe Kardashian. And I think what he said at the end there was, if you're not in a functioning relationship with another drug addict, you can't have kids.
I think that's what he said too. I was like, did he just say what I said?
You know, I listened to the clip before we played it, and when I listened to it that time, I feel like I heard something totally different. All right.
Only functioning drug addicts can get along with each other, apparently.
Yeah. Okay, that's dirty.
That's why I usually go to functioningdrugaddictmatch.com.
Yes, to find my love.
No, he's obviously had help since then, so we're happy for him.
Oh, hey, can I share with you guys real quick why I'll still think about it, because I'll forget it.
Sure.
Totally shamed by another mom on my trip to Disney.
What happened?
So
the eye roll that you just did is awesome.
There I was. Now, Loren, you know, you're a Floridian. You know Disney has their huge fireworks show every night.
Yes.
We were at Epcot for the Around the World fireworks show, which is different than the one at the Magic Kingdom and different at the one at Animal Kingdom. Okay, so I don't even know if they do one at Animal Kingdom. It might scare the animals. But anyway.
Epcot's got the big one.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to make the croc mad by lighting off a firework. Yeah. So I'm at the Around the World, which Roy is so cool because it's got all these countries around a lake, and each country has like two or three restaurants and different little stands that represent different little, you know, walk up food spots that represent that area. Canada, Great Britain,
Mexico, Japan.
Morocco, yeah. Japan, China, and Germany.
Sure.
Just to name a couple. So, and it's all around a lake. Each country, you know, goes around the lake. So the fireworks are starting. And there's a bench. And then Disney has these little ledges that are about, I don't know, maybe 3 feet off the ground. And there's plants inside of them. And, and it's like, you know, like a bowl.
Okay.
And so it goes all the way around like the shape of a football. But inside are bushes and plants and stuff.
Yeah,
but you can sit on the ledge. So Amanda and her mom went to go get some food, and I wanted to get a spot to watch the fireworks. So I put Dean up on the ledge. Here's where things go bad. With that, this woman comes over and says, "Oh, honey, get down."
And I'm like, "No, and you're standing right beside your child."
I said, "Who's she talking to?"
She's the police.
Who?
You think it's going to be like park security telling your kid to get down. You turn around, it's somebody else's mom.
Right. I was like, and is she talking to her kid? Is her kid behind me? No, she was talking to Dean and put her hand out to get Dean down off the ledge.
Ooh.
So he was like looking, and because she was holding her hand, and he's looking at me.
Stranger danger.
And I go, no, it's okay. She's like, no, it's not. That's a steep fall. She goes, I have three kids of my own. Trust me, I know, with like this weird grin on her face. And I was like, no, it's all right. Her, you know, mom and grandma are going to be here soon, so all of us will keep an eye on it.
Right.
She goes, okay. And walked back over to the other side of, like, the bowl. Like, she came over.
Just for this one
just
thing.
Just to tell Dean. She goes, oh, not to me. She goes, oh, honey, get down.
Yeah.
Well, how far is the fall?
You said it was like only three feet high.
Dean jumped off when we left.
And she's worried about it.
I want to be like, oh, I told Amanda she was hot.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what it is, but some people feel the need to get into your family business. Like, even as a new mom, I feel like I had so many people telling me different things. Like, oh, you know, don't take your son out in public until he's 2 months old, or he can't get on a plane. You're taking him to Florida for Christmas. He's only 6 or 7 weeks old, you know? And I'm like, relax. I talked to my doctor. Like, I know this is my first go round at this, but I think I got it.
What is up with everyone? Like, everyone wants to give moms advice. Like, mm-hmm. every mom wants to tell another mom how to be a mom.
Yeah, butt out, Budinsky.
Yeah. My sister dealt with that exact same thing. Everybody had an opinion.
And, you know, there's some times that I solicit the advice, but I'll let you know if I want your opinion.
Yeah. Hey, jump on the phone real quick. We have about 5 minutes here to grab your calls. When did someone butt in when you totally were like, ugh? Mind your own business. Did someone just totally butt in on your business? And maybe it happened a long time ago, because this I'll never forget.
Of course
not. I will never forget that moment at Disney when some woman came over and held her hand out to Dean and said, oh, honey, get down from there.
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of me. I was watching him. It wasn't like I was wandering off.
Right.
Right. 704-570-9595. You can always tweet at the MRO show.
That was a good one. Then another one was,
oh boy,
while we're waiting for your calls on when someone didn't mind their own business and said something to you, how annoyed were you? We go to watch a show in like one of the theaters inside Disney,
mm-hmm.
and it was at night. Magic Kingdom on Sunday night, by the way, is the best time to go. There's one there.
Mm-hmm.
So we just ran rampant around the park. And I forget what we were going to see, but we were in a theater. And the guy says on the announcement, because he says it on every announcement, no matter if it's Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday night at 9:30, mm-hmm. he says, move all the way down the aisle. Move all the way down the aisle to let everyone in. Well, when there's 9 people in the theater, you don't need to move all the way down the aisle, right? So Amanda, her mom, myself, and Dean get in, and we kind of sit in the middle of the aisle. With that, a family of 4 comes up. Now, there's an opening in the seats in front of us and an opening in the seats behind us to be in the middle.
Right.
So she's British, and she's like, slide all the way down. Slide all the way down.
Wait, the person that came in told you to slide down?
Yep, she's saying
another
that.
Parent.
Right. I'm all the way at the end. Grandma is in the other end, and uh-huh. Amanda and Dean are in the middle. And so I go, no, we're staying. And she goes, really? I go, yeah, really. We're staying. We're not moving. No, there's plenty of seats for everyone. We want to be in the middle. We're staying.
Right.
And then so grandma moved down just a touch. And then finally she sat next to grandma. But she could have sat behind us or in front of us to be right in the middle of the theater.
Right.
Move all the way down. Okay, filthy, I don't need you.
Filthy row followers.
Yeah, come on. James and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Wren Show.
Hi.
Hey, James, did you have a moment where somebody didn't mind their own business?
Yes. A friend of ours that lived in our neighborhood, our son would go over their house because they had a child the same age. The lady cut his hair because she thought it was too long.
Do you know how mad I would be if somebody cut my hair, my kid's hair, without me telling me?
My wife come unhinged.
Oh, my gosh.
That was one of those I had to intervene. I said, okay, let's.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll go over and talk to her.
Wow.
And she just said, well, his hair was getting really long, and I know you guys are busy, and I was like, no.
Well, maybe you wanted to talk to us first, because some people grow their kids' hair out.
Yeah, there might be a plan.
Yeah, so that was, we weren't real close friends after that.
No, yeah. I can imagine. But out. Thanks, James.
This is Rhonda in Lincolnton. Hey, Rhonda, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Wren Show.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I was at Walmart, and I was standing beside the bench. You know, they just got the little benches right in the door as soon as you walk in. And my son, he'll be 4 in June. And I was standing beside the bench, and he was standing up beside me. And this lady walks up, and she's like, you have to sit down before you fall. I was like, what? Huh. Who are you?
Was she brunette? Was she brunette about five two?
Like it's a trend.
No, yeah. She was probably about 5 foot, mm-hmm. but she was really blonde headed. And but I was like, I said some words that I can't say on the radio.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
man.
I was pretty mad. I was like, I'm his mother. I'm right here.
Right.
He's fine. Don't. Who are you?
Oh,
yeah.
I was mad too. And then Amanda came back. And she wanted to go over. And I was like, nah,
if I was Amanda, I would have went over there. I do not care. You would not have stopped me. I would have went over there.
Rhonda, this woman put her hand out to grab Dean and get him down.
I'd be like, don't touch my kid. He's fine.
See, my husband would have been like, you need to step away. Before
yeah.
I
was at the happiest place on earth, so I didn't want to get into a tizzy, you know. But
you're
I feel
person.
You.
It's crazy. You try to have a good time with your family, and it's nobody wants what to happen.
That's right. Although Rhonda was in Walmart, a lot of people will also say Wally World is the happiest place on earth, and
that's
Disney's
true.
Not.
That's very true. You can continue the conversation on our socials at the MRL Show.
Still to come.
I got to hear yesterday's War of the Roses. You guys did a new one?
Yes. So Brooke thinks
her man Chad is cheating. Now, he doesn't send the flowers to another girl. He actually sends the flowers to his mom, yet the relationship still crumbles apart.
How?
You'll find out. Yeah, it comes up less than 10 minutes.
Kiss 95.1. Staples has everything you need at low prices every day, like paper, ink, and toner, office furniture, and technology. Right now, five-frame cases of Staples multipurpose paper are $9.99, in-store only, limit 2. Plus tax where applicable, ends April 1st, see store or staples.com for details.
Applicable? Isn't it applicable?
I don't know words anymore because I always thought it was a please. I'm going to a please you.
And it's a peas.
And someone told me it's a peas.
It is a peas. It's not a please. No. Hey, the biggest party. This party is so big, Cam Newton called it a staple, a must-go-to here in Charlotte when we talked to Cam a while back. It is Alive After 5, and it is back starting tonight, every Thursday night. Kiss 95.1 is going to be out there for live music and entertainment, Live After 5. And it's not Alive After 5, Roy. It's live.
It's not alive? They're not living and breathing?
No. Yeah. No, it is. It's Alive After 5. And, of course, it's at the Epicenter. This week's band is Straight Fire.
Oh, I thought it was Epicenter.
That's actually their name, Straight Fire.
Just really.
I'm sure they're on fire as well.
Don't go anywhere. War of the Roses, yeah. 2.5 minutes.
Maney, Roy, and Loren. And Loren Show.
So, there's a certain member on this morning show
mm-hmm.
that has a way of trying to pull information from people, but in the process, they start rumors.
Okay.
It's the most interesting thing. Find out who it is coming up. Give us 3 minutes.
Hello. Look who's making Brett is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
And Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1. It is the Maney, Roy, and Loren show. So glad to be back with you guys.
Yeah. He's down in Disney, leaving us here to do all the work.
Thought we were family.
Being shamed by a mother for not. Anyway, go listen to the podcast because about 20 minutes ago, I told everyone what some mother said to me about. Shamed me for being a bad parent, basically.
Shame.
Yeah. Hey, I do know this. I am 100% sure that the $1,000 Kiss Cash Code is coming back with 5 chances a day starting this Monday to win $1,000. All right, so listen for the code word at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. That's multiple times, bro. Yeah.
I know. And like our morning show has already given away $1,000 a week this month. We're going to give you a chance to win $1,000 5 times a day.
I thought we ran out of money already, but apparently not. We just keep throwing it in the air.
Did somebody win $1,000 on Monday?
They sure did.
There you go.
Sure did.
Good deal.
So there's a certain member on the Maney, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show that has a certain way with trying to get information, but in the process, they start rumors, and they're a little bit of a pot stir.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know it's me because I'm gone. I've been gone, and I'm getting piled on today.
I was going to say, I can't imagine who the pot stirrer is.
It's Maney.
You must have had 3 easy days at work.
It's Maney. Yeah, there's no rumors. It was fantastic. Yeah. Here's the move that he does.
What do? I don't even know.
Yeah, I know you don't know, but I've witnessed it. And at first, I had suspicions, but then I saw it firsthand. So we were in a room. Okay, and somebody comes in to tell us, hey, this person, by the way, is leaving the company they put their 2 weeks in, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the information we got.
Okay.
We all leave the room. Maney sees the next person possible and says, I heard that this person's going to go work for this company. And I'm like, we were in the same room. That's not what we heard.
That's not what I heard.
And what Maney's trying to do is finding out where that person's going.
Right,
next.
Get more information.
Get more information. But in the process, you're starting another rumor. And so, and that person was like, no, I didn't hear that at all.
So I was trying to get the person to say, no, that's not where the company they're going. They're going to this company.
Yeah, right. You do that.
It's a mind trick.
Yeah. But like when they don't legitimately have the truth, they go, oh, no, I didn't hear that.
It's like a game of telephone. So then they hear you say, this person's leaving and going to this company. So then they turn around and tell the next person they see.
And it's not even as serious as companies. I've heard it as like as stupid as like little petty stuff Maney does it for to find more information. It's really interesting. You don't even do it for like the big you do it for the big stuff, the small stuff, and it's so funny because like I can only imagine what half the people in this company think.
Oh, my God. Believe me. If we knew what half the people in this company thought, we'd all hate ourselves.
Yeah, I know.
That's what trips me out is sometimes like we'll get wind will blow in our direction in our office that someone's upset with us here in the building. We're like, that's impossible. We're the funnest people in the building.
Right.
Who's upset with us? But then we realize that a lot of people here have, you know, administrative stuff that they have to do.
And then we're sitting here just farting and lollygagging and having all the fun.
Right. They're trying to plan something. We're throwing darts at each other.
The morning show is never serious.
They're so loud. Tell them to quiet down.
I wonder if someone had like a really bad rumor started about them. You know, that they had a crush and just be like, that is so untrue.
It's so hard to crush a rumor too, especially once it's gotten around and around and around. You've got multiple people you've got to go and put fires out with.
Are you sure you want to ask this question? Because our coworkers may start calling at 704-570-9595.
What rumor was it that wasn't true, and when did you have to crush it? And bonus points if you tell us who started it, because you might know who started the rumor. Everybody has a rumor.
Yeah.
About them. Everybody. It's just a matter of how big is the rumor.
Mm-hmm.
I watched an episode of The Office. Remember, Michael was starting rumors about everybody in the office.
Because he wanted to hide the one truth.
Stanley was cheating with his wife. And then so...
Was he just starting random rumors?
Yeah. And Kevin, so they're like, who had a rumor? Who has a rumor started about them? And Kevin goes, who was it that said that there's a small man inside me controlling me?
Michael did.
And then, the one dude's like, am I gay? Because I'm hearing a rumor that I'm gay.
And then he starts questioning his sexuality. He's like, I might be gay.
Yeah, he's like, somebody please tell me that's just a rumor. It's so true, though, these rumors, man.
Yeah.
Is there a rumor in the building about me?
I'm sure there's a rumor about all of us, but yeah. We wouldn't hear it as a collective morning show.
There was a rumor about Roy, and then I confirmed it to be true.
Oh.
So now everybody knows the truth.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's good.
Emily in Rock Hill. Rock Thrill, as we love to call it. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Emily, what rumor was started about you?
So, shortly after I broke up with my ex-boyfriend of like 2 years, a rumor started going through our mutual friends that I had dumped him to get engaged to another man and that I had gotten like eloped, basically.
Were you engaged to anyone else?
No, I broke up with him because things were not good between us and... Basically, I was like, this needs to stop because you're really obsessive and crazy. And then after I broke up with him, all of a sudden I'm engaged to somebody else because I used to go out with a group of our friends and there was this guy that I would hang out with a lot more. And so suddenly I became engaged to this guy and I've never been engaged in my entire life.
How crazy.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, Emily, you almost want to go along with it just to kind of make him jealous. You're like, you know what?
Yeah,
I am engaged.
Oh, yeah. I wear rings all of the time on my hands. So for a while, after one of my friends told me what was going on, I just kind of sat there and I was like, how funny would it be if I wore, because my grandmother gave me her old engagement ring.
Yeah.
Like, how funny would it be if I put it on and just like went with it for a while?
You got to play into it. Then the mind trick is on them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Thanks, Emily. Caitlin sent a tweet to the Manny Roy and Loren show and said that there was a rumor about her in the office that she was moving furniture with the boss.
Ooh, that's not a good one.
She said he's not good looking. Ew. Like, that's the thing that was holding her back.
Right. Maybe he was a little bit more attractive.
I remember a rumor came out about an ex-girlfriend after we broke up.
What happened?
And I was super mad about it. There was a rumor that my ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend... that she was pregnant while dating me, that they were moving furniture while I was dating.
Like she was cheating on
and
you.
There was a rumor that she was pregnant and the baby, she had been pregnant and I added it back up to like, we were still together when she was pregnant, according to this rumor. Then I found out it was a mutual friend who didn't like me because we broke up, you know, she sided with her. So she started that rumor to hurt my feelings.
Aww.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Started a rumor to hurt feelings.
Hey, real quick, Anonymous, also in Rock Hill. Your mom started a rumor?
Yes.
What rumor?
It was terrible. She decided she wanted to try to break me and my current fiance up and start a rumor that I had slept with my best friend's boyfriend at the end of my last relationship.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, no, that's just the worst one of many.
Did you confront her about it, obviously?
Well, she tried to say it to my actual best friend, and she was so specific, and I think that's why people believed her. She had a timeline set up and everything, so finally I just kind of called my best friend, because we've been best friends for 12 years, and I let her know. I was like, hey, on this month of this year, you know, who are you dating? And she was like, I didn't have a boyfriend then. I was like, oh, okay, that's just making sure.
That's
the only way I was able to crush it.
Why is you and your mom having so much beef? What's up with that?
Honestly, that's kind of up to her. I have no idea.
I think moms always think they know best, but it's not necessarily the case all the time.
Yeah, but don't start a rumor about me, Mom. Yeah. Who are you, Kris Jenner?
Still to come.
So, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Vin Diesel, their beef is still going strong, by the way. I'll tell you what they're refusing to do together coming up in 10 minutes in the Dirty.
Charlotte's Morning Show, Sona Med Spa, Kiss 95.1.
So we've got March Madness going on at kiss951.com. And when you fill out a bracket, first of all, you get to vote on the Hot Men of Hollywood. Mm. So Chris Hemsworth and I believe, who's the other one? Joe Manganiello are up against each other right now. And Channing Tatum and Zayn are up against each other. Those are just a few that you can vote on. But when you fill out a bracket, you're in the running to get a $150 gift card to Platinum Hair Bar.
All Gamecocks and all Tar Heels, immediately head over to the website, kiss951.com, and begin voting now.
That's right. So
we got to do something fun tomorrow, by the way.
Oh,
I know
yeah,
I'm just back,
games?
But we got to do something like paint Roy maroon and blue.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, it would be awesome if North and South Carolina both played each other in the finals.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Is that possible?
It is
yes.
possible. They both play other teams this weekend, I think Saturday. So we'll see. We'll find out on Monday. So, flip or flop. There's been rumors all over the place that the whole thing is canceled. And everyone's going back and forth. Is it canceled? Is it not canceled? It's not canceled right now. Now, In Touch magazine has reported that the show is over, but it is simply not true. They're saying that they're talking to high-up executives, but high-up executives don't talk to the rag magazines.
Here's why the show's over. Sorry, Roy.
But why is this a rumor?
Because Christina and Tariq were married, now they're not married anymore, so the show would come to an end.
Yeah, people are saying that Christina is shopping other shows right now, too.
Hey, here's why the show's no longer good. I've seen, it's time. How many more houses, how many more seasons do I need to watch you flip a house?
Hey, but they just did breakoff series for Flip and Flop, so now all these other cities are getting them, too.
Yeah, and the thing is, the real estate market's so good right now, everything is a flip, nothing's a flop.
Well,
yeah, and they just filmed in Charlotte, I believe.
Did they?
Yeah.
They did?
Yes, they did. Yeah.
How
just
come I didn't
them.
Know? I'm a huge fan of the show. I would have went down there.
You're going to be in the background, like, jumping around. You know, Roy and Victoria did that to Shots Fired, which aired last night, I believe.
Yeah, season 1, episode 4, Victoria and I are driving by in a white Ford Taurus.
It's supposed to be racial tension, and Roy and Victoria are dying laughing with each other. There's
buddy
no
buddies.
Tension in the car at all.
Yeah, man.
So if you're a Dance Mom fan, you know that Abby Lee Miller is on her way to jail for fraud. But a new host has actually been announced of the show. Cheryl Burke from Dancing with the Stars, she will now be joining Dance Moms. Abby, however, joined ET, and they were asking her about how she's mentally preparing for prison.
I'm not a real physical person, so, you know, we'll see.
What
I just
the
don't
hell?
Want to fight anymore.
What? What kind of audio is that?
What do you mean she's not a big physical person?
I didn't hear the... When I listened to it before, it just sounds like she's really sad.
I'm not a real physical person. So, you know, we'll see. I just don't want to fight anymore.
She's crying, clearly.
Yeah, she's very emotional about it. Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Vin Diesel, their beef is going strong. So they are doing press for the Fate and the Furious, which is coming out, which is due in theaters March 14th. But they will not be in the same place together. You know, we all thought they buried the hatchet, but apparently not.
I don't know who you think you're playing with. I don't play this game.
Vin Diesel is in Las Vegas promoting his movie, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson is in Miami filming a new movie. They didn't want to be in Vegas together. Even though they were both in Vegas 12 hours earlier.
Has Vin Diesel ever won an award?
I mean, I'm sure like a Kid's Choice Award.
I remember he accepted an award for Fast and Furious for like, it was not even like an Emmy or something. It was some award show like Kid's Choice.
Right.
And so it's a bunch of kids in the audience and Vin got up there and gave just a great speech about Paul Walker.
It was just really heavy.
But it was super heavy and you're like, dude, you didn't just win an Oscar for, you know, Best Motion Picture.
Yeah.
You got best effects on a set.
Yeah, meanwhile, the 12-year-old's like, what?
What happened?
Slime him.
That's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Lorraine. She's got 13 wins. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take it down.
Hey, want to get... Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine, presented by Time Warner Spectrum on KISS 95.1.
If you're not watching us on Facebook Live, you're simply missing out on some lively debates on what a project is, Section 8 housing, or low-income housing. That was what we were just doing. While one of my favorite songs was on and I missed it, Maroon 5.
Oh, you can listen to it later. But Brandy from Kannapolis, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. You are playing Can't Beat Lorraine today for a $500 gift card to Essential Aesthetics.
Yes.
I love the giggle.
I know. She's all excited. All right. Are you ready to play Can't Beat Lorraine?
Yes.
Let's do it, girl.
Steph and Lorraine.
All right. I'm going. Taking my coffee, and I'm going.
Lorraine is stepping out with a sweatshirt that has a bunch of holes in it. You can see that live on Facebook Live. Okay. So you and I can hear these questions.
Brandy, have you played before?
No.
All right. But you listen in the car and you do well, right?
Hope so. I did well yesterday.
So we hear from everyone. Here we go. Rumor has it that there's a bidding war between Fox and NBC for the return of American Idol. Who is the original host of that show?
Nick Cannon.
Question number two. Blac Chyna called out her ex, Tyga, for allegedly not paying child support. What Jenner sister is Tyga dating?
Kylie.
Question three, Abby Lee Miller is gearing up for her prison sentence due to 20 counts of fraud. What show is she a dance teacher on?
Dance Moms.
And Justin Theroux threw his girlfriend a surprise birthday party in Cabo. Who is that?
No idea.
All right. Chrissy Teigen's husband. Surprise fan.
John Legend.
Okay, yeah. Good. Come on in.
Okay.
Wait. Hold on. Back up.
Hold on.
Aren't Justin and Jen married? I think they're married, aren't they?
No. Yeah.
Okay, I think they are. All right, come on in, Lauren. I know how to handle this.
Are
Don't
you
worry.
Sure?
Yeah, come on in.
Okay.
Let me look it up.
I think it would be awesome if we just were questioning had a question about a question. Don't worry, Lauren.
Okay. All right.
I know how to do it. How many did Brandy get right?
She got 3 correct.
Okay.
And yes, you were right.
Okay, I thought so. All right, question number one. Rumor has it that there's a bidding war between Fox and NBC for the return of American Idol. Who is the original host of that show?
Ryan Seacrest?
Right. Do you remember the other guy's name?
No, I don't. I know there was 2.
Brian Dunkelman.
Okay. Yes.
Who left the show after season 1, Brandy, Roy, and Lorraine, because he thought, quote, it wasn't going to amount to anything.
Only if he
Your
knew.
Your mistake, sir.
Unfortunately, though, Brandy said Nick Cannon. That's America's Got Talent. It's 1-0.
All right, Blac Chyna called out her ex, Tyga, for allegedly not paying child support via Snapchat. Mm-hmm. What Jenner sister is Tyga dating?
Kylie.
That's right, 2-1.
Abby Lee Miller is gearing up for her prison sentence due to 20 counts of fraud. What show is she a dance teacher on?
Dance Moms.
That is correct. It's 3-2. And what's up with reality TV and people being arrested all the time?
Mm-hmm. You're next.
They expose too much of their life, Roy.
Clearly.
All right. Question number 4. Justin Theroux threw his wife a surprise birthday party in Cabo. What's her name?
Jennifer Aniston.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Brandy said no idea. 4-2.
But to be clear, if we said wife, you probably wouldn't know either, right, Brandy?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Okay, because we said girlfriend, but
no. That
was how the question... Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Question number 5. Chrissy Teigen's husband surprised fans in a London train... What?
Do I get that one anyway?
I mean, even if you did... Okay, let's go ahead and just give it to her anyway.
Sure.
Okay.
Now what's the score?
It's currently 4-3.
All right, now it's 4-3. Here we go. Chrissy Teigen's husband surprised fans in a London train station with an impromptu performance... What is his name?
John Legend.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Lorraine, you win.
Brandy. It's all right, girl.
I
know. And you know what? It's so much easier to play in the car. Everyone thinks it's, easy when you come on here. But you know what I want to hear before we let you go?
I'm Brandy from Kannapolis, and I can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Brandy.
Bye.
Have a great week.
Also, kudos to her for negotiating an extra point.
I know.
You want to do our contracts for us next year?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty cool move.
I thought for sure. I read the question, and then I was like, wait a minute. Mm. But I never remember an episode of Jeopardy where Alex Trebek actually sat there and stopped the show and questioned
one of the questions. Well, we're not professional. We don't move right through it.
No. We bring it up.
Still to come.
Because if we won't bring it up, y'all would.
Yeah.
Yep. Got stop.
War of the Roses. It's been a staple here on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show every Thursday at 7:50. Now, because we've had so many cheaters to bust, and we know you guys love to hear it, you get one basically every day. This one is where Samantha wants to find out if her man Nick is cheating. And whether or not Nick cheats is not even in the question. But Samantha says cheating is in his genetics.
What?
It's a genetic thing that Nick has. That's why she questions whether or not he's being faithful.
Okay, let's do War of the Roses coming up less than 10 minutes.
Three people who would hold your hand.
1121 Magazine and Shakira Oni hosts the...
Okay.
The second fashion excursion. Charity fashion show. Lorenz, you'll love this.
Oh, yeah.
And there's going to be a luxury bus ride event at the Hendrick Porsche. All you have to do is go to kiss951.com to win those tickets.
And by the way, tomorrow night, starting at 8, I'll be out at Strike City in the Epicenter hosting their huge anniversary event. This is so cool. Live entertainment, live music, raffle prizes throughout the evening, including tickets to the Knights, the Hornets, and the Carolina Country Music Festival. Roy, I know you'll be happy for that.
Yep.
Portions of the proceeds to benefit the Charlotte Humane Society. So it's all for a great cause, and we know how much fun Strike City is. Lots of games, lots of bowling, and of course, lots of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Over there at the Epicenter with me, Manny, starting at 8.
This is Charlotte. Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Samantha, how long have you been dating Nick?
I've been dating Nick for a little over 2 years now.
Are you suspicious that something's going on?
Yeah, I'm a little worried. Nick's brother, recently, we just found out that he's been cheating on his girlfriend for a really long time. And Nick's dad, a couple years ago, we found out was cheating on Nick's mom. And I feel like it just kind of runs in the family almost. And Nick's just been, really distant lately, really kind of shady.
Mm.
You know, doesn't answer my texts or my calls sometimes. I feel like something might be up. I don't know.
If he was cheating, do you have a girl in mind that he'd be doing this with?
There's this girl that he works with. I think her name is Gina. She's really, peppy and blonde, and I'm just really worried it might be her.
I have this article that I've been sitting on forever, and I haven't brought it up to you guys. Some women can blame their cheating on genetics. Scientists have uncovered an infidelity gene that only women have.
Only women have it?
The gene only affects women.
Well, but he's a guy.
I know.
So this doesn't help him. But
we try to bail him out.
Sorry.
He hasn't even done anything wrong yet, guys. We haven't even asked him to send the roses yet.
But she said that, his dad cheated, her brother cheated, so...
I will say this. My grandmother used to have a saying that she says, tell me who you hang out with and I'll tell you what you are.
Right. Is this something that you're thinking about advancing? I mean, are you looking to marry him possibly?
I don't know. I feel like it might be headed in that direction. You know, we've been dating for a couple of years now. I'd like that to be what happens in the end, you know?
All right. Let's call Nick.
Uh-huh.
We'll offer him a romantic package, romantic roses, and find out who he sends them to. Don't say anything till he writes down what he wants to say in the card if he doesn't send it to you. So try and stay quiet. I know you're going to get mad if he doesn't send it to you, but try and stay quiet if you can, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Nick?
Yeah, it's him.
Hi, Nick. My name's Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and I have your name down here as our text to win winner for the promotion this month, and congratulations.
Thanks. What does this mean?
You actually win 12 beautiful red roses to send to the one you love.
Okay, all right, cool.
So,
I gotta do?
I don't need a credit card or anything like that from you. I just need to know who you would like to send the flowers to and what you would like the card to say.
I want to send them to Gina and say something like you'll always be my girl. You know I love you.
Okay, to Gina, you'll always be my girl.
Nick, okay. Are you serious?
What?
Here we go. This what? Is Manny, Roy, and Loren from Hi. Kiss 95.1. This is War of the Roses. Nick, And maybe you've heard of it.
What?
We asked you to send roses to someone, and you pick someone other than your girlfriend to send them to.
And it's a romantic gift basket.
And your girlfriend's on the phone.
I can't believe you chose to send those to Gina.
Now, Gina is the girl you said earlier, Samantha, that he would send them to if he was going to send them to someone else.
The preppy one?
Yes. The peppy one? Yeah, I knew it. I knew that he would do that.
Nick, do you have anything to say here? Like, why would you send them to Gina over Samantha?
Look, Samantha, you know that, you know how I feel. Come on. This isn't...
No, I don't believe that at all. You could send those to another woman.
Here's the thing. Not only did he send them to another woman, he sent them with a note that says, "You're my girl, always love you."
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, we know. We heard it.
But listen. You know that you're my girl, really. And what?
Well, 5 minutes ago.
I didn't know that. I don't believe you at all.
Yeah, why would she? Why would she believe you if you didn't send her the flowers? Because that's all it would have taken, was just for you to send the flowers to her. We just called another couple about 10 minutes ago. He sent the flowers to her with a nice note.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? He's not cheating on her.
Yeah, no, it's messed up. I admit it, but it's like, look, you know how it is, and you know how guys are, and you know how, like...
No, I don't. I don't cheat. So tell me, how are guys?
Well, I think it's like, it's more than just like, you know, cheating. It's like a genetic thing. For me, it's, you know, kind of runs in my family.
We know, we heard.
Like what we do. And
okay,
like,
it's not a disease, okay?
Right.
You can't catch it.
It's a learned behavior. How long has it been going on with Gina?
Not that long.
So you are admitting to it? Just so we're all on the same page.
Yeah, I'm admitting to it, but like,
he's saying it's a disease, just like I was just reading.
It doesn't mean anything. You know, they're trying to make it into something big. It's not what happened.
You're saying it's a disease, Nick? Seriously?
Samantha, are you buying that?
No, absolutely not. That's such crap. It's not a disease. He chose to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I care about Samantha, and I don't want to lose you. And yeah, I messed up, and I'm a jerk, you know, but... It doesn't mean I don't care about you.
I'm going to let him go. We'll see you, dude. And sorry about the way it ended, but...
At least you know.
You had your hunch.
Thanks, guys.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Still to come.
Loren is over there shaking her head, yes, 100 miles an hour during this War of the Roses.
You know, I kind of do think that cheating could run in the family.
Oh, you can't be serious.
I am serious. Not only do I think it could be a learned behavior because you've seen somebody else do it, but I think that it could actually be a genetic thing.
All right, we'll take your calls on that. If you agree with Loren that, yes, it is a genetic thing, like maybe dad cheated so son cheats or mom cheats so daughter cheats, we'll do that. Also, I think we should just talk about cheating is contagious in general. Do you know anyone who cheated and then their friend did it too because they did it? 704-570-9595. We're talking cheaters this morning for a change.
Like we do every day.
Yeah. Look who's making breakfast. Maney Kiss 95.1.
Just wrapping up that War of the Roses where they thought that cheating was in the genes.
Yeah, I mean,
genetic.
Nick threw it out there, and I kind of agree with him. Not that I'm making excuses for anyone, but I do kind of think that it could be a learned behavior, and it could run in the family.
Well, social media is blowing up. Twitter, Instagram, you can actually watch us. We have cameras in here. We're on Facebook Live. Just look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook. People are saying that it's not genetic, but it's learned behavior. Some people are believing that's the genetic thing. And I'm so shocked that Loren honestly believes that it could be passed down from genes to genes.
Well, she's not alone, Roy. We got all our phone. Excuse me.
Oh, my gosh. Are you okay?
Right? Don't die.
Oh, boy.
I know the Heimlich.
I just choked on a piece of...
gummy bear.
Yeah, but I was going to say, we're going to get to all these phone calls. We're going to get to all these phone calls coming up in a second. But I want to remind everyone that the $1,000 KISS cash code is back starting Monday morning.
Yes.
8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 4 and 6 p.m. Your shot at $1,000 brought to you by the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show.
So let's go ahead and bring in Anonymous in Denver. Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. You come from a family of cheaters?
Yeah, pretty much. My great-grandmother cheated on my great-grandfather multiple times. Her daughter, which is my grandmother, also did. My mother has cheated on my dad.
Wow.
And her sister, my aunt, also was cheating on her husband.
Look at that, people.
So I'm here to break the cycle. But to what Lauren was saying, I don't think that it's necessarily hereditary, but I do think that you can feed off each other. Like, if you see someone else doing it and they've gotten by with it, you know, you feel like you can do the same, or you kind of, oh, they won't judge me because they've done it too.
Anonymous,
that kind of thing.
Do you have to work extra hard to stay on the straight and narrow?
No, because I love the man that I'm with, and it's just not worth it to me to risk losing that. So, to me, it's not an issue.
Yeah, I mean, there might be something to that, Anonymous. Yeah. Maybe your great-grandmother, your mother, your aunt all married or dated bad guys.
Well, that's what I mean, you know. Yeah, I mean, I don't really know, like, my great-grandfather and that whole situation, but my dad was a good man. But what's funny is my mom and my aunt were both cheating on their husbands at the same time.
Man.
And they would meet up and have lunch together and talk about their affairs. Like, they would feed off of each other.
Well, there's not much going on in a small town. You need something to do.
I guess so, I guess.
Here's the thing. And I really, you know, now this kind of feeds into my theory, because I think if it was just one generation, you could call it a coincidence. But she's talking multiple generations in her family.
But they keep learning it from each other. Well, grandma did it. And, you know,
it was passed on like the force. Like
the plague.
It's like Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. This is Chad in Indian Trail. Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're well. Thank you so much for taking the time to call the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show. So what do you think about cheating?
I actually think it's a learned trait.
Learned, okay.
When I was younger, I remember my mom visiting several times a guy who was not my father, and I did not know who he was. But I do remember it very vividly because he really liked frogs for some reason, very colorful frogs. That's probably one of the only reasons I remember him. Okay. And we visited him very many times. And I didn't put it together until later down the road that maybe my problems that I was having were learned from seeing what I had saw.
So let me get this straight. Take the frogs out of it. Your mom brought you around her affair.
Yes, she did.
Wow.
And it really took a little bit. I had to think about it because I really didn't remember it until I thought, like, who was this guy with a bunch of frogs that my mom would see? And later on in arguments that I would hear with my parents, my dad would bring up bringing my kid around
the frog
somebody
guy.
Else, et cetera,
Why are you wearing that frog necklace?
Yeah.
Thanks,
That's
Chad.
That's when that frog played in my head. I said, uh-oh. That was probably it.
Huh.
That is crazy for his mom to bring him around the affair dude.
We just had a War of the Roses where, I can't remember the guy's name, but he was taking his, like, baby, who was still in diapers, around who he was cheating on with.
And
you got to do what you got to do.
True fact, Chad's never been frog hunting.
That is true.
That's true.
Also, side note, if she wasn't bringing him with to that guy's house, who would then cover childcare? Would it be the guy or the mom? Who's responsible for paying?
The frogs.
There you go.
This is Anonymous and Charlotte. Welcome to the
I think I might go back to Disney. I forgot how dumb this show was. Hi, Anonymous.
I'm losing brain cells.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Do you think cheating is genetic?
I don't think it's genetic. I kind of agree with the guy before me that it's definitely a learned trait. So about a year ago, I found out my ex was cheating on me, but before that, we found out that his dad was cheating on his mom.
Mm.
So it's definitely something that, you know, is brought up. And the cheating of his dad was a multiple consecutive thing.
Yeah.
So I think that it definitely is a learned trait for sure.
And you know, Anonymous, because I've had this with friends where one friend will be in a relationship, the other friend will be single, and they keep seeing how the single guy's living the life. And they're like, maybe I should be single. So it's almost like, well, you know, he cheated, and that looked like a lot of fun.
The squad gets single all at one time.
That's what happened. I had a friend who married a flight attendant, thank you, Anonymous, because he thought it would be cool to be able to fly around on her pass and all that stuff, but they really didn't have anything in common, so they ended up getting divorced. And I think what really drove him to getting divorced was a mutual friend of ours went through a divorce and got on Tinder and kept sending my buddy, who was contemplating leaving his wife.
Yeah.
He kept sending him pictures of all these women that he was dating. So I said to my buddy, I'm like, what's going on? Are you guys going to try and make your marriage work? He goes, no, dude, you should see the girls that leg's getting.
Oh my gosh.
But you know.
Right. He's like, you can now date from your couch.
Yeah.
That didn't exist back then. Right. Tinder's now a thing.
That is true.
Everybody's lined up saying it's not genetic. It's all learned behavior. But you guys would not believe if we went to all 12 lines, just husband's dad cheated. Brother cheated, so I cheated. It's so crazy. It's a family trait.
It's a family affair.
It really is.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So George Clooney says that his time on ER prepared him for having twins. I'll tell you why coming up in the dirty.
What was that feedback?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
That's the second time I've heard it today.
I don't know.
All right, 10 minutes. We'll get to that dirty.
This is Charlotte's Gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So I told you earlier that Amal Clooney says that George can have no hand in naming their twins because he wants to name them. He made a joke after his tequila brand.
Mm.
But he also says that his time on ER, playing a pediatrician, prepared him for twins. He says, because he had to take care of the children on the set and clean up after them, he said that he's going to be a master father. Now, listen, I've babysat before, and it's a little different when it's your own. And diapers are exploding, and you've got to get up at 4 a.m. So I wish him the best of luck, but I think it's going to be a little different. So Lamar Odom, he is coming out and saying what happened in his marriage that we all kind of thought was going on, but we really had no idea. He's now admitting to this.
What? Oh, that was your lead-in for me?
Yes.
Play the ball. Okay.
There's one thing that I regret, multiple affairs with different women. If you're trying to be in a functioning relationship and you're a functioning drug addict, if that person's not a functioning drug addict, it probably won't work. It's probably the reason why we couldn't have kids.
Yeah, everyone's going to be drug addicts the day. I mean, that's the best.
Yeah, Chloe.
Chloe, if only you did more crack cocaine.
I don't think that's what he meant, but that's definitely what he said.
Yeah, I mean, he might as well have just said, like, I need to meet someone on, like, addict.com
right,
or some
right.
addictmatch.com.
Yeah. All right, so we've got March Madness going on at kiss951.com, and if you fill out a bracket, you will be in the running for a $150 gift card to Platinum Hair Bar.
Cool.
Yeah, ooh. Some of the matchups right now are Channing Tatum against Zane, Joe Manganiello against Chris Hemsworth. Some hot guys going on in the world of Hollywood. Oh,
speaking of which, Tar Heel fans and Gamecock fans, don't worry, we haven't forgot you.
No.
We are going to do something big for you guys tomorrow, and we're going to decide if both teams or one of the teams will win this weekend to advance to the finals, which, by the way, is a game Monday night, Roy, that you will not be able to watch because the game will not tip off to almost 9 o'clock.
Whoa, why?
On Monday night.
Why so late?
Because it's TV rules.
Yeah, but I think we should all probably stay up for that one.
Okay, y'all go right ahead.
Oh, listen, if North Carolina and South Carolina
play, right?
I'm staying up.
We'll just
yes.
stay up all night, Manny.
Yeah.
Okay. So, today's What Loren Likes.
We're watching at your house, too, Roy.
No, you're not.
In that big theater you mm-hmm. have downstairs.
Oh, here we
mm-hmm.
go.
Must be nice.
Yep.
All right, so today's What Loren Likes is something for the home. I've got a little one, and finding a nightlight that doesn't light up the whole room constantly has been a challenge for me. And my husband can't sleep with a nightlight, so he needs something a little different. So these nightlights, they're called illuminated motion activated nightlights. They go under your bed.
They can think of a better name.
I know, but they go under your bed, and when you get up in the middle of the night, it senses the motion detection, and then it turns on, so you don't have a nightlight on all night long. That's perfect.
Huh. Okay. That's just about as cool as the light for your toilet.
Well, I mean, listen.
You see that thing?
Yeah, pee light?
Yeah.
That's more for men.
What if the light doesn't go on?
What do you mean? Why wouldn't it go on?
What if it fails? Like, what if it doesn't detect your motion? Next thing you know, Dallas is going to step on. Wait till Cash gets into the Matchbox car or the Lego phase.
Yeah.
Woo!
Trust me, I think it's going to detect my motion. I've got quite a bit of math coming through.
I'll give it a shot.
The house will light up like a damn baseball field.
Hey, we've got a pair of tickets to give away for Move Beyond Live, yeah. And it's starring Julianne Hough and Derek Hough, featuring salsa and hip hop. It's on May 10th. At 7 p.m. at Ovens Auditorium. So let's give away a pair of tickets.
Great. 704-570-9595. Call number 9. You win those tickets.
Hey.
Want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
We need a little laugh this morning to keep us on track, so we're going to do a phone slam. It's our new segment. Roy's going to send a prank call to someone who's selling landscape equipment, and he offers them ridiculous things to trade. I can't wait to hear it. It's going to be a great laugh for you guys just around 8:37 this morning.
They have faces for rum.
Oh, man. Love those phone slams. If you have an idea, by the way, submit them just on our social medias. Let us know.
And by the way, they're a lot like the War of the Roses. They don't all work. Like, we called somebody a couple weeks ago, and we got yelled at and hung up on. We even told the person who it was that put us up for the prank, and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Manny, this morning, you talked about how you went to Disney,
mm-hmm.
and somebody said something to you about your kid.
Somebody totally butted in on my business and basically called me a bad father.
Shamed you.
If someone's ever butted in for you, we're gonna want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. We'll hear more about Manny's story. All coming up less than 10.
Charlotte's Morning Show. 5.1.
It's coming back Monday morning starting at 8 a.m. Your shot at $1,000. I mean, Kiss 95.1 is giving away money left and right to you guys. It's our way of saying thank you for making Kiss the most listened to radio station here in Charlotte. It's the $1,000 Kiss cash code. Listen for the code word at 8 a.m. Monday, 11, 1, 4, and 6. Roy, that is how many times?
That's 5 times. That's potentially $5,000.
We're going to run out of money soon, I feel like.
I know.
No wonder why we didn't get raises.
Right.
Our money's going to y'all. But that's okay.
Oh, I got a reduction. That's weird. Everyone kept the same.
Mm-hmm.
Manny, earlier this morning, you told us a story about you at Disney where someone pretty much called you a bad dad.
Basically, yeah. We were watching the fireworks at the Epcot Center World Showcase, which is a bunch of different areas around the world, just around like one giant lagoon.
Right.
And so it's getting to be dark and the fireworks are going to start. Amanda and her mom had walked away to go get some things. And then so me and Dean, my almost 4-year-old, he'll be 4 later this month, he is standing on about a 3-foot ledge.
Oh, no.
That is crazy there.
Roy, whose side are you on here?
Yeah. No. And it's a 3-foot ledge. It's not like he's standing over the Grand Canyon.
Right.
Okay, so he's on a 3-foot ledge.
You're not holding him over a 2-story balcony.
Right.
Oh.
The dramatic, oh no. I'm not even sure Roy was listening to me, and that might have just been a kick reaction.
I saw something online, and I said, oh no, because of an article I saw.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, sorry. Well, can you pay attention?
Yeah, I am.
So anyway, so Dean is up on this little 3-foot ledge, and there's like a bunch of people around us. And so I kind of turn, and Dean's behind me, just kind of dancing, listening to the drums.
Yeah.
And with that, some random person walks over. She had to be in her mid-40s to early 50s, and she holds her hand out, and she goes, oh, honey, you can't stand up there. You've got to get down.
Mm.
Something to that effect.
I really wish Dean would have just yelled, stranger danger!
And maced her.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
No, but you did. You told us that she made... Or she started to make him get down, and you said, no, it's okay. He's fine.
I did. I said, oh, no, he's fine. We have my grandma or grandma and my wife are coming, so mm-hmm. there'll be a bunch of us around here, but he's perfectly fine, you know. And he ended up jumping down when we left, so it wasn't like this huge ledge. But how about this woman butting in and just basically coming over and right in front of me? I mean, Loren, I was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And she holds her hand out. She goes, oh, honey, you need to get down. That's dangerous.
I don't know why people feel the need to butt into other people's like family issues or, you know, relationships or anything like that. Because people, I'm a new mom now, and so many people solicit their own like agenda on you. And you're like, if I want it, I'll ask for it. I appreciate it. But like, don't judge me for the way that I'm parenting.
You didn't ask.
Right.
I didn't ask this woman, hey, excuse me, ma'am, do you think this is safe? And if it's not, will you please put your hand out so you can help him down?
Yeah.
So then Amanda and her mom came over, and I told them, and Amanda was lit. She was like,
Amanda's
ready.
Amanda's sassy, man.
She was ready to walk over. I said, honey, we're in the happiest place on earth, and who cares?
Yeah, just put your Mickey ears back on.
She's like, I want to take him over there and have him stand right in front of her. Who does she think she is?
See, I would have pulled him over. I would have just been overly loud afterwards. Like, what do you mean somebody came over here and told him to get down?
Well, in all fairness, when Amanda first came back, she's like, what'd you do? She's like, were you not with him? I was like, no, I was. I was right in front of him.
Who butted into your situation? Who's the butt? who came in.
Yeah, somebody just like didn't mind their own business.
704-570-9595. You can always tweet at the MRO show.
It's got to be. I bet you a lot of people have coworkers who didn't mind their own business.
Yep.
And ended up just butting in on a situation and making it worse. Because that's what happened to me. By the way, the fireworks show was tremendous.
Oh, really?
And Dean had a great view.
Kiss 95.1. All the hits all is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So some random woman, while I was at Epcot Center watching the fireworks, came up and held her hand out and told Dean he shouldn't be standing on basically a bench.
Mm-hmm. She just butted in when she really had no right.
Totally mind your own business moment. I'm with him. I'm his father. He's perfectly safe.
But some people feel like they know best and you're wrong, they're right, and they want to insert their opinion on you.
But it wasn't even sweet, Roy. It wasn't even like, sorry, it's just the mother and me or anything right. like that. Oh, he's making me nervous. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that. I was like, he's fine. And she kind of walked away. She's like, well, I'm
then
a mother.
Attitude.
I know. I have three kids. I know best.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a size 10 shoe, I was wearing a sandal. If I had a size 10 shoe,
you would have.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would pop her in the behind. That's mm-hmm. my thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the aunt stole her Mickey Mouse ears.
Stomped on
Got that yeah. right. Mm, well. Jeez, Loren. You always go.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that was too far.
Too
I'm sorry.
Far.
Jeez. Stomping on Mickey ears.
You're at Disney. Calm down.
Hi, good morning, Jennifer.
Jennifer and Charlotte.
Hi.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to call the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Absolutely. So a couple of years ago, I was with a friend of mine who had two little boys at the time. Her oldest was 3 years old, and they had, in my opinion, foolishly decided to drive to and from Raleigh to Charlotte in one day. And so their three-year-old had not had his nap that day. And so at like 5 o'clock, when we're having dinner, he's kind of having a little bit of a meltdown. And the lady behind us taps my friend on the shoulder, and she was very nice. But basically was telling her that her son had sensory issues and that she needed to buy her son all of these, like, things to help him. So, and almost told my friend that her son was autistic.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Like, she didn't say the word, but it was pretty obvious that's where she was headed with it.
And you're like, he just missed a nap. Like, relax.
And even if she did sense that, like, the cool way to do it, Jennifer, would be like, hey, here's my email address. There's some things that, you know, I don't even know how to go down
that
route.
I don't even know that there's no cool way to do that. Like, just mind your own business.
Right.
Exactly.
MYOB. Butt out, Budinsky. Thanks, Jen.
This is John in Charlotte. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing, Roy?
Hey, bud. We're doing well. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Show.
Thanks. So, I have a son who's 7 now, but when he was about a year and a half or 2 years old, I was had him at this playground in Blakeney, and it's this playground that has this like soft surface, uh-huh. and they have these little tiny spinning things that spin really quick. So of course he's on that; he's flying 100 miles an hour. He comes flying off of it, lands on his head, slides about 3 or 4 feet on his head.
John's laughing.
All these mothers come rushing over. Like, it's the end of the world, okay? I'm kind of old school, rub some dirt on him. Mm-hmm. He's tough. We mountain bike, we kayak, we race BMX, so he's tough.
Uh-huh.
So they just start, you know, going crazy, and he looks like he's about to start bawling because of all this attention. I start shooing people away. I'm like, no, he's okay. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
You know, I really do. I believe that kids react how you react.
Of
so if
course.
Everyone's freaking out, of course your kid's going to freak out.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. I've seen it 100 times. So I shoo everybody away. He plays for a little while. About 10 minutes later, I look over at him, and his head's kind of red. And I'm like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, maybe we need to leave. But as he comes walking over, this lady comes over and starts going crazy on me.
Mm.
I mean, like, this is why kids have a mother. And
whoa.
I said, hey, this is my kid. Back up. I'll raise him the way I want to raise him.
You said that to her?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good.
Nobody's going to come tell me how to raise my kid.
Right. What would you have said to the lady at Epcot?
Oh, yeah. I would have done exactly. I would have probably not have been as nice as you were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's just in my nature because, like, Roy, Loren, and I always, like, you know, because we're in the public eye and you never know who's watching. That's why, like, if I'm at Harris Teeter or I'm at Walmart or Target with my wife and Amanda's like, where were you? Where you walked away? I'm like, shh. Somebody could be watching us. Yeah. Not that we live a perfect life, but still, it's like, so I don't ever want to have a confrontation in public.
Right, right. And everyone's too afraid to.
Of course. Thanks, John.
And like, of course, that would Manny would get to an argument, and then you get a tweet. Hey, saw you at Harris Teeter.
Right.
Like, oh, great.
The worst thing would be for that person to say to another friend, like, because I heard this about our competition. Someone had a bad experience with our competition in public, mm-hmm. and told all of their friends. I was at a party,
so then they don't want to listen.
And then
or
it
be
got
part
back
of the
to
radio.
Me,
right.
Exactly. And they're like, and it wasn't even really that bad. It was just like someone had an open argument with mm-hmm. somebody in public, with somebody on the radio. And I was like, that life happens.
Yeah.
But people don't want to see that about you. Mm-hmm. People want they want to know that
you're perfect.
There for, exactly. We're not.
Definitely not. I see red all the time. I got a tweet from Heather. She says that she was a teen mom and her son was maybe 2, cranky in the store parking lot, and a random person said, oh, maybe you need to make him take a nap.
Mind your own business.
Yeah.
Hey, keep them coming and use the hashtag mind your own business. Send them to our socials at the MRL show. How about the person who sent us a message early this morning and said that their son's hair was long, so the neighbors cut his hair without their permission?
I would have definitely had a conversation there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the style looked pretty good. The parent liked the new hairstyle, but it was still messed up.
That's like going into somebody's living room and rearranging their furniture. It's not yours.
Yeah, I mean, it was great feng shui. Thank you. But, I mean, that's just inappropriate.
Say it with me. Butt out, Budinsky.
Check, check, mic check, 1, 2. This.